Hands above your head, please. If you hold still while I tie you, this will be more pleasant. I don't want this part to hurt. It's a very soft rope. A few coils around your wrist, binding them together, and then through this chain on the wall. There. You're quite secure now, aren't you? Come, try and pull free for me. I want to check my handiwork. What a sight you are. Good, you're not going anywhere, darling. And what a sight you make. Tied like this. Those pretty lips parted. Confusion starting to give way to actual fear. I could kiss you right now. Just as soft as they look. You have something you want to say to me? Speak up. I can barely hear you. Why did I choose you? It's funny. Most times I couldn't even answer that question. I usually have my servants do the choosing for me. Pretty peasant girls, or the children of particularly greedy and desperate minor nobility. The fathers are so quick to give me their daughters, thinking they'll gain prestige and respectability working at my castle. And their naive little girls, they run to me, dreaming of fine gowns and rich food, and the chance to meet a man well above their station. It doesn't work like that, of course. You figured that out, haven't you? But you... Now, you are different. I chose you, myself. Remember, just after Christmas, a day when you went walking up into the mountains? I do. What were you doing out there by yourself in the snow, I wonder? I watched you. You weren't properly dressed for the snow, and you looked like a ghost. You stood out against the snow. Your skin was almost blue, and I could see the little clouds of steam escaping your mouth with each breath. And what a vivid picture you were. I watched and saw each small breath that you took in the freezing air. A ghostly girl, floating through my forest, so quiet, but you were so alive. I imagined how your blood would look spattered on the window. And I think I loved you a bit for that image. You looked too delicate, too small for your drab clothing in the dark trees. You were too captivating to let be. So I had my servants find you. And here you are. Your bad luck to pick that particular spot for a walk. Well, at least you have your fine gown. For a moment. I just saw you shiver. It's cold down here, isn't it? It could be worse. You know, sometimes I bring the girls outside and make them lie naked in the snow. Maybe bind them to a tree and keep them in place. They rub their skin raw, trying to get free. Their red wrists stand out against the snow. Their tears grow cold on their cheeks. I watch them squirm and struggle in the frigid air. Perhaps I lay my hand on a soft breast and feel their skin grow cold. Sometimes I'll pour a glass of water over them and watch as the drops freeze on their little bodies. There's a moment, just before the cold takes them, when their faces grow serene and still, and their eyes widen, and it's all so beautiful. That would be fitting for you, I think, given the way I found you. All blue out there in the snow. But the game's in so quickly when I do that. And I want to keep you a little longer. And I want to introduce you to my last remaining companion. Beautiful, don't you think? The hilt is a bit ornate for my taste, but that was my husband for you. He did tend to overdo things. Overcompensate, as he did. He was always so concerned with the people seeing him as powerful and rich, but it was always me who truly had the prestige. That's why I never changed my name, you know. I married down. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. He's dead. And it couldn't possibly matter less. But while he lived, he did join me for some of these games, and I loved that about him. He never quite had the same joy that I do in it. But he had all those little girls still for him and Anna. He even fucked one of them while I held the knife to her throat. What a night that was. He taught me how to keep the blade so perfectly sharp. That cutting sounds like music. It slices through fabric as neatly as it'll cut your beautiful skin, darling. Look at how easily your gown is falling open under my blade. And look at you, bared before me. I'll use the tip of the knife to trace your breast. Feel it mapping those sweet curves. Don't tremble. Don't tremble, darling. If you shake, I'll cut you by accident. Which is not the same as my doing intentionally. Do you understand? These bruises there on your breast. What are those? You know I usually prefer my girls unblemished. Perfect, but if those are from some clumsy lover you have, tell me. Did you like it when he bit you like that? Or grabbed you so hard that he marked you? You can be honest, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna hurt you anyway. But I do like the idea that perhaps you'll enjoy this. Parts of it, at least. You did. I'm glad. I won't leave such crude marks on you, though. You're my canvas, and I'm gonna leave you much more beautiful than you are right now. If you just experience this, I think you'll feel some of the pleasure I take in it. There. My fingernails trailing down your right breast, and the knife sliding around your left, tracing the outside curve, angling the blade just so. Can you feel it pulling ever so slightly on your skin? Feel how cold the metal is? I haven't broken that soft skin yet. Yet. Just breathe, darling. Just breathe. I can feel your nipple hardening under my finger. Your breathing is so shallow. It's mostly fear, right? But not entirely. Tell me it's not all fear. Why? You'd be screaming if you were only terrified or struggling. And because your nipples are hard. And because you moaned when I did that. You liked feeling my tongue on your lovely breast. The cool steel of my blade pressing harder on the other. And here's the most telling sign. Your cunt. You're a little wet, love. See? That's proof that you're enjoying this. There. On my finger. Open your mouth. Clean yourself off my hand. Do you like the taste? Anna always liked doing that for me. She was the one that showed me where I could cut and how deep. She offered her body for instruction in every possible way. And it was brilliant. Beautiful idea to take the girls out into the snow. But she's dead too. She's dead too. So it's just me and my dead husband's knife, and Anna's ghost all around, and you, my sweet girl, licking my fingers clean and looking up at me with those beautiful, terrified eyes. You could be my perfect victim, suffering under my blade, coming under my hands. Perhaps you won't be able to tell the difference if I work you long enough. Shall we find out? The first cut. It doesn't hurt that much, does it? This blade is so sharp. It takes a second before you even feel it. And I'm cutting so gently. Following the curve of your breast, over your rib. You're barely bleeding. Just the smallest drop of red on that beautiful skin. Look at that. No, really, look. I didn't use a blindfold because I wanted you to see. Look. Look at how alive you look right now. The first drop, it's my favorite. How it beads up and stays in place for a second before pooling and trickling down. Captivating. How does it feel? Tell me. And when I run my finger along the cut to catch your blood in my hand, tell me you like it. Tell me you like it. I have your life staying in my hands, pretty girl. It feels incredible. I have the power to wring beautiful sounds from you and the power to silence you. And all I have to do is move the knife up, trace your breastbone along your collarbone a little further up, and then will you make your last word, please, when the time comes? Another cut, I think, below your other breast. Symmetry is the root of beauty, after all. Shh, shh, shh. Good girl. Bite your lip if you want. I don't mind those pretty muffled moans. I can't decide whether I want you to break or really scream, or if I'm hoping you don't. Either way, I'm quite proud of you, darling. You're doing much better than the others. Much, much better. Look at that. Two matching marks. Almost like a feel. Yes, I'm gonna cut you again, but you're gonna come for me first. Oh, and you even spread your legs for me when I said that. Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Anna made me come so many times like this, pressing the heel of her palm between my legs while I twisted and writhed and pushed back on her. Her lips on my nipples, like this. And she'd whispered all the terrible things we'd done, and how beautiful the girls look while they bled and froze and cried and screamed, and we took what we wanted from them into their last desperate breath. She would slide the hilt of the knife inside me, just like I'm doing to you now. God, yes, you take this so well. And I moaned just like you while she fucked me. Oh, she'd fuck me with the hilt of the same knife I'd used to cut her. To cut all those other women. And all the while I could smell the blood from the knife and the scent of our arousal and feel her breath on my skin, and I'd think about how the last girl I cut looked, and just before the life left her eyes, and I came like I never did for my husband or the pathetic line of lovers who came before him. I came like I did every time I touched myself, remembering the moment when I first saw real pain. The kind of pain that can only mean an ending. Doesn't it feel good? My hand on your clit, sliding over that wet skin while you try and push more of my weapon inside you. You're moaning and getting even wetter hearing me talk like this. The first time I saw someone cut, it was the father of my first child. I was your age, already married and with a child on the wrong side of the bed. My husband knew. So he had the unlucky fool who fucked me arrested and executed. And he wasn't kind about it either. I watched the whole grisly, bloody, shameful fucking mess. And my husband watched me, and he saw how my eyes turned, just like yours right now, that glassy, distant expression, while I heard the man I'd led into my bed scream and watch the life leave his eyes. What would you have done had you watched him die? Would you have gone home and shoved your fingers in your pretty little cunt? Would you have thrust yourself against your hand until you felt your heat building and your breath quickening just like it is right now? Would you have twisted your nipples until you cried out, thinking about how he looked and sounded and smelled and how the fear had been so thick in the air you could feel it caressing you? Would you have done anything to get back that feeling? Starting with the lowest servants, hurting them and making them come, and trying to recreate the smallest portion of that delicious, permanent, final fear? No. But Anna understood that. I told her the same story the first time she had her hands on me, and she knew. She looked me in the eyes while I came, and she just smiled and kissed me and handed me back the same knife that's pressing inside you and making you moan like that, and said she would help me. And then we'd trade places. And me, still shaking and sweating, Anna still calm and cool, until I'd scratch her and bite at her skin just how she liked. And she liked it hard. Like this. Like I'm doing to you now. Sinking my teeth into her soft neck. Scratching my nails over the scars I'd left on her body from hundreds of nights like this. While I worked her cunt until she sounded half mad with fucking pleasure. Until she started to beg me. Just like those girls begged us both, the only coherent word left on all of their lips. Please. Like you're gonna beg me soon. Yes, you will. How close they are, an orgasm and a death, like cousins. Can you feel it? You must be getting close. Oh, your skin is so hot and wet under my fingers. Feel how your mind stops and all you can focus on is the feeling of it. The intensity and the uncertainty as to how exactly this is going to end, and the fact that you can't control one bit of what's happening to you. Can you? You don't have any control over how your body is responding to my fingers or to the feeling of being filled up with something cold and unyielding and deadly, or the fact that you moaned at the loss when I slid the knife out of your cunt just now. You can't control the fact that you're going to come for me, and you're going to beg for it while my nails dig into your thighs. And my tongue runs over your stomach, and my fingers don't let your clit get 1 second of rest. And you're gonna try and keep from struggling too much, because do you feel it? This blade is so close to a very important vein. Move too much and it might slip. And I'm not ready for this to end, and neither are you. So you're gonna come for me while I hold your life in my hands, girl. If you don't, then you're less interesting than I thought you were. And I have no use for things that don't interest me. I don't keep things that don't serve a purpose. Beg me. Tell me how much you want to come. How much you need to come for me. Tell me how you will die if you can't. Because that's exactly what will happen. I'll open up this vein and then rise up to the slit of your throat while I give you one final kiss while I let your blood flow over my hands. And your blood will keep me young and beautiful so I can lure the next stupid little girl who thinks she wants a taste of my life. There's the desperation. Now prove it. Come on my hand. Scream for me. Come for me. Come, little girl. And you get to live for one more day. Do it. Now. Good. Girl. I did say I was gonna cut you again. Shh, quiet. Don't scream so much. It's just one line on the top of your pretty thigh. Doesn't that feel so wonderful while you come down from your orgasm? This is a tally mark. I'll give you one for each time you come for me. One beautiful red line to foreshadow what will happen to you if you don't. Or what will happen to you as soon as you beg me for exactly that sort of release. I wonder how many you'll last, doll.